Hezbollah Secretary General said Hassan Nasrallah has unveiled footage intercepted from what he said were Israeli surveillance planes of the site of the 2005 murder of former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri prior to his assassination. Nasrallah said in a news conference that the images are not conclusive proof, but noted that Hezbollah had no offices, positions or presence in the areas under surveillance that could have been of interest to Israel.
These are pieces of evidence. I do not claim that this is concrete proof. We are giving links and signals and questions that open new horizons in the investigation. And all those who want to reach the truth should use this evidence and for the first time open the way for investigations with the Israelis.
Nasrallah expressed doubt in the credibility of the UN-backed tribunal probing the Hariri murder, but said he was ready to give the footage intercepted from Israeli surveillance planes to a Lebanese committee tasked to launch an independent probe. Several clips, each minutes long and undated, show aerial views of the coastline off West Beirut on various days prior to the Hariri assassination.
Convincing, very convincing that there are another path to work on, and especially the Israeli path.
Yes, and do you think that the special tribunal will take this into consideration?
I don't trust. Up till now, the tribunal didn't convince me of itself and especially of its investigation.
Sayed Nasrallah described the Hariri assassination as part of efforts to change the politics of the Middle East and tarnish Hezbollah's image among the general public.
We are extremely interested in informing the Lebanese, Arab, Islamic and international public opinion of what is in our hands, because the original goal for the indictment that is anticipated to be issued is primarily to distort the image of Hezbollah and show Israel to be innocent.
Another significant link that Sayed Nasrallah provided was the alleged involvement of Israeli spies. He said a spy by the name of Ahmad Nasrallah, who has fled the country, had tried to provide false evidence that Hezbollah had plans to assassinate Rafiq Hariri in the early 90s. Today, head of Hezbollah said Hassan Nasrallah revealed significant evidence that could ultimately change the course of the international tribunal in the Hariri case. But whether this evidence will be taken into consideration by the special tribunal is yet to be seen. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.